Spin the spider is my best friend. He's the spit on who you can depend. We all know when something goes wrong, Spit will come through with singing a song. Spit works hard on a job with no pay. He comes home at the end of the day. All he wants is the love of his life and having enough money to make his girlfriend his wife.
Spit the Spider Goes to the Moon, written by John Eaton, illustrated by Melissa Shepherd, music and lyrics by John Eaton and Pete Diamond, and narrated by Darren Cullum. This book features Spid the Spider, Spid's girlfriend Bid, Herman the Harvestman, Queenie, and Mr. Cheesy Feet. Spid, Bid, and Herman are about to blast off for an adventure on the moon, but what will they find when they get there? Is the moon really made of cheese? And does a moonster called Mr. Cheesy Feet really live there? Spid had had a hard day at work.
Work, work, work,
he moaned.
I'll take a shower and then I'll have some Earl Moth tea, settle down for the evening and read my book.
Spid was reading a book by H.G. Spids, The First Spidling on the Moon. That book was so exciting. Spid enjoyed reading it so much. He loved sci-fi television series like Spids in Space and songs like Are the Spids on Mars? Oh, how Spid would love to go to the moon. He was not bothered about going to Mars. That was too far away. But the moon, he could get on a flight, land there, take a walk about a bit and be back for tea. It was that close. Actually, Spid, the first men took 100 hours to get there, so I would book 2 weeks' holiday if I were you.
Well, it's only in my mind. I don't think I would ever be in a position to go to the moon. And anyway, I do not like cheese that much.
Spid, the moon is not made out of cheese, is it?
I wonder if any spidlings will ever go to the moon again.
Well, maybe one day.
I have read that there is a moonster up there that looks down and is very angry with us, and he's best left up there to be all alone.
Just as he was thinking this, his girlfriend, Bid, whom he will marry one day when he can afford it, called by. She was chattering about going on holiday with Spid and that they would need to book soon and take advantage of the cheap holiday deals for sale. Spid was not keen.
I don't want to go on holiday. It costs too much. I would rather go to the moon.
That's okay, said Bid. Sir Richard Branson...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?